Oh, yeah, welcome back. Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a minute, do want to talk about Elon Musk and how he walked into Twitter today. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And the whole Twitter ordeal. First of all, according to a report, President Joe Biden was trying to work out a secret deal with the Saudis in order to try to get gas prices to drop right before the midterms. And apparently the Saudis backed out of it. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, not good. So with that, they are going to, I guess the Biden administration is livid over this. And we'll see what happens with that. Now, Russians are digging in to defend the city of Kherson, according to Ukrainian officials. And finally, yes, Elon Musk visited Twitter today as the $44 billion deal is nearing completion. He says he'll finalize it on Friday. He showed up to Twitter's headquarters carrying a sink. Looked like a bathroom sink. What in the world are you doing carrying a bathroom sink? And then he tweeted out, walking into Twitter headquarters, let that sink in. Oh. Ooh. Ah. I didn't know he was bad at jokes. Or bad at puns. This may not be good for Twitter. It's not a good sign for Twitter. You're starting off the whole thing with a bad pun? Using props and everything? I don't know about this. Like the stockholders are like, abort! Abort! We changed our mind. Oh, boy. All right. So with this, there's been buzz going on the past week, 2 weeks, that when he takes over, that he will cut up to 75% of the employees. Now, I didn't even pay attention to that story. I didn't even cover it before because I was like, to me, that's just that just seems like it's gaslighting. I mean, honestly, it just does. It just seems like it's gaslighting people who are on the left. It's gaslighting people who work at Twitter, you know, things like that. Because, like, he doesn't know yet. Like, he's got to break into the place. He's got to see what everybody's doing. Dude, there will be job evaluations, absolutely. But 75% would get laid off. That's a lot. So with that, though, even with those rumors going around, though, you'd think, like, people would be like, oh, all right, well, yeah, it looks like if he's planning on making some cuts, I want to make sure I'm not somebody who's getting cut. I want to make the cut, right? So, you know, what do you think they're going to do? Think they're going to step up, do a little bit more in order to try to ensure their job security? No. Instead, the employees wrote a letter to Elon Musk. We demand. Oh, it was not just hey, we would like this to happen or something. Could we request? No. We demand. We would like to negotiate. Nope. We demand. And they did. It's, we demand. That's in the letter. We demand of current and future leadership. One, respect. We demand leadership to respect the platform and the workers. Two, safety. We demand the leadership not discriminate against workers. Number three, we want protection. We demand Elon Musk explicitly commit to preserve our benefits. Number four, dignity. We demand transparent, prompt, and thoughtful communication around our working conditions. We demand to be treated with dignity and not to be treated as mere pawns in a game played by billionaires. Sincerely, Twitter workers. I'm like, have these guys lost their minds? Do they not know how jobs work? Just like, I got you. What? Part of the other letter. We, the undersigned Twitter workers, believe the public conversation is in jeopardy. Elon Musk's plan to lay off 75% of Twitter workers will hurt Twitter's ability to serve the public conversation. A threat of this magnitude is reckless and undermines our users' and customers' trust in the platform, and is a transparent act of worker intimidation. Hey, heads up, workers. Just because he's planning on laying off 75% of the workers doesn't mean he's not planning on replacing you. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have some slowdowns right now on our local roads. If you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, expect some slowdowns on Highway 90 on the causeway. This is due to construction being done on the causeway. Eastbound direction is down to one lane. So definitely seeing some slow moving traffic as you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. I-10 right now is now moving smoothly. So we're looking good on I-10 towards the Avalon Boulevard exit. We do have one accident on 98. This is going to be right off of Tiger Point Boulevard. Not seeing any major slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. See someone else, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So just stunning there. The entitlement of the workers of Twitter just being like, well, so this is what we're, you know, you're taking over. And I know you think you're the boss, but you're not. We the boss. We're going to tell you what to do, and we're going to tell you how to treat us. And if you fire 75% of us, that's going to be bad for the platform. You don't care about no platform. Come on now. And they go, a threat of this magnitude is reckless. First of all, he didn't threaten that. That's stuff that has come, that has basically come out, like leaked. That's stuff that is leaked. And like I was saying, he's not saying he's not planning on replacing you. He's not getting rid of 75% of the workforce and just going to run everything on 25%. Of staff, you know? Now, he's probably going to come in there and try to find places to cut back, but not 75% worth. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of bizarre. Just the entitlement. Wow. Here's a text. Maybe he's going to cut the 75% whose jobs it is to decide which posts and accounts to censor. Yep, there's that. Got another text here. Says, well, most of the Twitter workers are just trying to put left-leaning content into bot accounts. Once he gets rid of all those bot accounts, they won't have anything to do. I don't know about that, but I do know, I mean, we know that one of his things that he's wanting to do is purge the bot accounts. He wants to purge them. So he's going to have to keep some workers around for a little bit to purge those accounts. And after that, who knows what. But yeah, that's going to be... I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it. I'm very interested to see what happens to Twitter. I might even get back on it, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a real big social media person, so I don't know about that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I do want to play. We got a couple minutes left here. I do want to play John Fetterman in the debate last night with Dr. Oz. Now, one of the things that has been going on, I didn't even bring up Fetterman until a couple weeks ago when I saw a montage of him doing interviews, and I was like, is this guy a moron? How is he so close in the race to Dr. Oz? And then I'd seen that he had a stroke in May, and I was like, oh, well, that's not fair then. Why is this guy still running? And so that was one part I saw. But then just this past week, there was a doctor who came out and gave him a clean bill of health and said he's totally fine. Totally fine. But then we find out that she is a donor of his. Okay. A little sketchy. So it's like, okay, I don't know about this. Well, then we got last night's debate. And one of the main comments I saw from a Democrat strategist, not a Republican, a Democrat strategist, was somebody needs to talk to that doctor. She needs to explain why she lied. It was like, oh, dang. So let's hear a highlight of John Fetterman from last night's debate.
Hi. Good night, everybody. Here's what I think we have to fight about inflation here right now. That's what we need to fight about inflation. And I believe that, again, my doctors, the real doctors that I believe in, they all believe that I'm ready to be served. Let's say he got his Pennsylvania house from his own inlays from a dollar. I do support fracking, and I don't I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
Okay.
Now, we all have to make sure that everyone that works is able to, that's the most American bargain, that if you work full-time, you should be able to live in dignity as well, true. That's what I believe. I don't ever recall in the Statue of Liberty, did they say, take our tired, huddled masses and put them on a bus. There, everybody in Braddock, an overwhelmingly majority community of black community, all understood what happened. They understood what happened, and everybody agreed that, and whether it was a $50 tax break, about his farm in Montgomery County. So it's about supporting and helping, young
as you can
earners,
tell, mumbles, stumbles, bumbles, stuttering through it. The stutters don't bother me as much, except it could be a sign that he's having a hard time trying to pull up and recall words. This is something we see with President Biden. But President Biden is probably on the verge of dementia, if not dealing with dementia. But John Fetterman just had a stroke in May. And when he's given a clean bill of health, you're like, And then you could tell how he jumps. Like, he'll start his sentence, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's saying something else. It's related to what he started saying, but it's something else completely. And, I can't say necessarily, I didn't listen to the guy or know the guy before the stroke, but to me, it seems like his brain is having a hard time trying to put things together, and in one, obviously in a cohesive manner, but two, in a streamlined thought process, right? Like in a straight line. And that's the guy that's running for Senate. Now, apparently odds makers don't have much to do with it, but odds makers have really thrown their money towards Dr. Oz winning this race now. I mean, it was basically going into this debate last night, 46% to 46%. Now they're like, it's Dr. Oz's race to lose. However, don't underestimate how spiteful voters can be. I laugh, but it's like one of those situations where if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. It's because I'm serious. Voters can be very spiteful. They will vote for him to spite Republicans. They will vote for him just to keep Dr. Oz out. How many elections have we seen in recent years where the vote is not necessarily a vote for somebody as much as it is a vote against somebody? We've definitely become that society. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Top Trending News. Stick around. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We've got your top trending news coming up here in a minute. First, let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing slow traffic on Highway 90. If you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, we only have one lane open going eastbound due to construction. That's causing some major slowdowns. It is improving at this time of day, but definitely still seeing some slowdowns as you move on the causeway. It clears up before you get to Woodbine Road. I-10 is checking in clear. We still have delays on Pine Forest. It's going to be in the southbound direction in between Nine Mile and I-10, seeing some heavy delays. Other than that, we are checking in clear on Blue Angel, Sorrento Road looking good, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's get top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
It is time for top trending news this hour, and it's made possible by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Let me tell you about Christina Leavenworth. Now, the real estate market has been crazy for a while now. It's up and it's down, and who knows what it is? Christina Leavenworth knows what it is because she sells more homes for more money than anybody else in our area. How does she do it? She has pre-qualified buyers. They're lined up. They're ready to go, ready to purchase new homes. So if you've got a home to sell, you should call the agent that I would call, Christina Leavenworth. Give her a call at 850-723-9158. Again, that's 850-723-9158. Christina and her team can sell your home quickly. Give her a call today. Find out what she can do for you. 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team, Leavenrinke Realty. Now, top trending news this hour. Georgia Senate hopeful Herschel Walker denying claims from that unnamed woman that he pressured her into an abortion nearly 20 years ago.
That's a lie. And I've said that's a lie. And I hope people can see right now that Raphael Warnock and the left would do whatever they can to win this seat bite. But I don't think they realize that they messed with the wrong Georgian here.
Those comments on Fox News, the woman only referred to as Jane Doe, alleging that she was in a relationship with Walker. He drove her to the clinic and paid for the procedure. Walker was previously accused of a similar thing by a former girlfriend. A 13-year-old now arrested. Police caught him driving 10 illegal immigrants over the border. Police say they pulled over that driver in New Mexico, about 40 miles north of the border, found the vehicle packed with people, including an unaccompanied young girl that was traveling alone. They found that young teen is a U.S. citizen who had apparently been recruited by a cartel smuggling operation. And Bobby, it appears Kanye West is trying to find another company to take on his Yeezy shoes. Former rapper showed up apparently uninvited to Skechers headquarters in California Wednesday morning. Apparently, he was quickly escorted from the building. This comes just one day after Adidas cut ties with Kanye over comments he made. Skechers says the company has no intention of working with him.
All right. Yeah, I saw that as well. He's losing people. I haven't even read his comments. I just saw that he said something anti-Semitic, and I kind of was like, probably did. I mean, it's just like, it's, he says crazy stuff all the time and does crazy things. So and now he's getting a little bit of backlash pertaining to it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got a text here pertaining to John Fetterman. Quote, he sounds like Biden's twin. I was saying how there is basically people will vote for him anyway, though, out of spite against the Republican Party. And by the way, that happens with Republicans voting for certain Republicans who aren't really qualified. Two, here's a text. I used to like Gates, but he said some really stupid stuff recently. Well, I like Jones a lot more than I like Gates, but I'll vote for Gates because we need a Republican majority. Yeah, I've talked about that race openly. It's just that race right there. You're choosing between two people who might end up in jail in the next year and won't finish their term. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, and coming up here in about 7 minutes, we got to talk about this new device that might be hitting the grocery stores fairly soon, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope it does. And so we'll talk about that coming up here shortly. Then I have this. Well, let me go ahead and get to the top three stories here for you, actually. Well, yeah. First of all, Bobby, Kanye West said Adidas would not take any action against him. They, after more than 2 weeks, ejected him. Flip side, Adidas is a World War II provided footwear for Nazi Germany. Really? Oy vey. So that's why he's looking for somebody else to carry his footwear. Thank you for that clarification on Kanye West and his whole drama. Top three stories here for you. According to a report, President Joe Biden was trying to work out a secret deal, backroom deal, with Saudi Arabia to reduce gas prices before the midterm elections. But they pulled out, and he is not happy about it, and the administration isn't happy about it at all. Russians are digging in to defend the key city of Kherson, according to Ukrainian forces, and Elon Musk visited Twitter today as the $44 billion deal is expected to close on Friday, and we've been talking about that off and on throughout the show here as well. Hey, listen to the live stream, listen to podcasts by downloading our mobile app. Just go to look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store. You can listen. If you missed any of the show, we'll have the podcast up on our Facebook page or on our website, but it's also on our mobile app. You can also check out national and local news as well. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Here's your sports hit. The NBA is underway right now. Coming up any minute now, we should get the tip-off between the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks on ESPN. And when that game's over on ESPN, you have the Lakers against the Denver Nuggets. The Lakers are 0-3 right now, not playing well at all. Right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers are beating the Orlando Magic by 6 points. The Atlanta Hawks are beating the Detroit Pistons by 4. Knicks over the Charlotte Hornets by 4, and a tie game between the 76ers and the Toronto Raptors. Then, so ESPN has NBA tonight. So TNT has NHL hockey. The puck just dropped between the Rangers and the Islanders. When that game is over, TNT will have the Tampa Bay Lightning against Anaheim, probably right around 9 o'clock tonight. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Our slowdowns into Highway 90 are starting to clear up. You will just see a slight delay as you move eastbound on the Highway 90 Causeway, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but for the most part, looking good. No slowdowns to report on Pine Forest Road, checking in clear in both the north and southbound directions, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All righty. So in other sports news, the New Orleans Saints are going to start Andy Dalton at quarterback, even over a healthy Jameis Winston. Basically, we didn't know we had a quarterback competition, a quarterback controversy going on, but apparently we did. And I got to admit, I'm a little bit surprised. I was at the point where I thought last week even, I kind of expected them to take and possibly start Taysom Hill. I mean, they just did not play good the previous game. Taysom was the highlight, and yet they played with Andy Dalton and just weren't able to win again. They've lost 2 in a row. They're 2-5 on the season. Just not playing very good. So I thought they might even make a change and try to bring in Taysom Hill and just see what they can do, having a Josh Allen type quarterback. But nope. And I figured they were just doing that until Jameis got back. No, they feel like, I guess, Andy Dalton's a better quarterback out of the three. So there you go. In other quarterback news, Matt Ryan of the Colts admits that he was surprised and shocked over being benched by the Colts. The Patriots are going to go back to Mac Jones to be the starter against the Jets this weekend, even though he's benched towards the end of the game against the Bears. And Russell Wilson of the Broncos says he's ready to rock. He's going to play when the Broncos face the Jaguars in London. The Eagles are staying aggressive. They're the undefeated team, the only undefeated team left. They're 6-0, and they're not letting off the gas. They just made a trade with the Bears for the top pass rusher, Robert Quinn. And finally, the Yankees are going to bring Boone back as their manager, saying Hal Steinbrenner saying, "I don't see a need for a change." It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse for you is there's a brewery in Philadelphia called Evil Genius Brewery, and they have set out to create a beer that would perfectly pair with White Castle burgers. If you're not familiar with White Castle, they're crystals. It's just up north. It's just like Crystal Burgers. they go, they want to have a beer that would cut through the satisfying taste of beef and savory onions. They created a beer that hits different. In fact, they call it "It Hits Different." And it's a tangerine IPA, offering a subtle bitterness from its hop profile, countered with a pleasant light tangerine sweetness. White Castle, you're trying to get a beer that pairs with White Castle burgers? I don't think that's one, like, you know what this burger needs? Beer. And it needs a specific kind of beer that's going to match the, no, I'm sorry, that's just, it's out of bounds. It's too far. Too far! And we got somebody earlier, so Bobby, what do you got a problem with White Castle burger? I don't have a problem with White Castle burger. I mean, I every now and then just got to have something like that. But like you're going to be pairing beers with it? That just seems weird to me. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. All right, coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Plus, there's a new device that might show up in grocery stores fairly soon, and I'm hoping it does. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, a new poll from the University of North Florida says that Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio both looking pretty good for re-election.
Pretty good shape, is putting it mildly by Florida standards. We had DeSantis up by 14 points and Rubio up by 11. Double digits in a state like Florida, which traditionally is more likely to see a recount than a large margin.
And that's UNF political scientist Dr. Michael Bender. He says the governor had a good year. His base is energized and says his popularity is rubbing off on Marco Rubio as well.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So, yeah, I mean, if you notice, I haven't even covered polls at all. This pretty much since the primary election, I haven't covered polls because the polls were just so wrong at that point in time. It was just like, I mean, like one of the polls came out and showed, agriculture secretary. I just went blank on her name.
Nikki Fried.
Nikki Fried. So Nikki Fried, one of the polls actually showed Nikki Fried closed a 10-point gap and was now leading Charlie Crist in the Democrat primary, and he ended up beating her by 20 points. It was like, okay, these polls are so far off. And so I've just been basically ignoring them. And so even when I see the polls now and they're showing like Marco Rubio has a 5-point lead or 7-point lead, I'm like, no, it's much greater than that. And I think the same thing with Governor DeSantis. I think it's much greater than that. And in fact, I haven't covered the story very much yet, but I was reading an article that basically was saying what I've been thinking for a long time, which is Florida's not a swing state anymore. Florida's red. Florida's a Republican state. There are pockets where it's not, but the population has shifted to be more Republican leaning. And so I don't see, I feel like it's like, that's where it is now, is we are now at a situation where it is more a Republican leaning state than a swing state like it used to be. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are checking in clear with Highway 90, really not showing any major slowdowns now on the causeway. So we're checking in clear on Highway 90 throughout Milton, Pace, and Pensacola. Taking a look at our major highways, I-10 and I-110, we're not showing any major delays, and we have posted speeds and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear, as well as 98 on the 3-mile bridge and throughout West Pensacola, also moving smoothly. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. The traffic line number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. A couple of texts here. We were talking about how there's a beer company that's trying to find a proper beer to pair with White Castle burgers. And you got a text here that says, next, we're going to have bourbon that pairs best with septic tank sludge. beer and crystals burgers. Just hearing that makes me want to go to the bathroom. Yeah. That's. I don't think that's not a good one. That's not a good one. Now, here's something good. At first, when I read this, I was a little mad. I was a little upset. Grocery stores might soon have avocado scanners to help you find ripe avocados. I was like, what? Why haven't they had that already? And then I read why. It's called the Ripe Finder, and it debuted at the trade show in Orlando this week alone. Oh, okay. So it's brand new device. Basically, you put an avocado on a scanner. It uses AI to tell you whether it really is or not ripe. Now, if it's not ripe, though, it will also tell you it will be ready in like 4 to 5 days or, you know, however long it will be. Oh. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Like, I need an avocado that I can make guacamole now. But I need another avocado that I'm going to be ready for by the end of the week, right? So, oh, yeah, this is good stuff right here. I really hope the grocery stores get this one underway. They might not like it, though, because that's probably going to mean a whole lot of avocados that people aren't buying anymore because they're like, none of these are ripe. You know what I mean? All right. Got a text here. Oddly enough, polls tend to lean towards the candidate who pays for them. You know, that happens too. But also, here's the problem with the polls. So many of them nowadays are done, or they're still done, through phones. There was one pollster during the primary election that they only call landlines. Who has landlines nowadays? I mean, pretty much... You're pretty much only talking about a group that's over the age of what? 60, 65, 70? I mean, I don't know anybody under the age of 30. I don't know anybody under the age of, I don't know anybody under the age of 70 has a landline anymore, personally. Yes, I do. I know two people. It just came in my mind. That's it. I mean, and you're doing your polling based on landline calls? Yeah, that does not sound very accurate. A new survey found that circus peanuts are the worst Halloween candy to give out this year. That's right, circus peanuts. These are the ones that are the marshmallow peanuts that are flavored like peanut, but they look like peanuts, but they're marshmallows. Candy corn came in number 2. Peanut butter kisses came in number 3. And then Necco wafers. I don't even know if I've had it. Oh, those are the chalky, like, circle candies. I've had those. Yeah, they're not that good. Wax Coke bottles. Those are around still. Smarties came in number 6. Actually, I don't mind Smarties too bad. Mary Jane's. That's a chewy peanut butter and molasses taffy-type candy. I used to hate Mary Jane's, but over the years, I've kind of learned to like them. I like them now. 8 was Tootsie Rolls. Not too bad. Number 9 was Black Licorice. How is Black Licorice not number 1 on the list? That's disgusting. And then Good and Funny is number 10, which is also disgusting.